Often when a child picks up an instrument, an adult is carried along into a whole new relationship with music, going to lessons, watching over practice sessions, providing encouragement. Writer Ann Cassidy recently found herself adopting a new role, a role she never imagined for herself when her daughter Suzanne began to learn the cello.
When I played piano in high school, being an accompanist was the last thing on my mind. I was a soloist. I played Bach and Brahms and Mozart and dreamed of playing a concerto with a famous orchestra one day. I did play a piano concerto, but with the Henry Clay High School Orchestra, not the New York Philharmonic. And now the music in front of me is Suzuki for Cello, Book 2. It's the piano part for the songs my daughter, a beginning cellist, will play at our local music festival. I am her accompanist. I remember a time when I would have found this a sad story, a mother giving up her own dreams and foisting them on her kids. And at first I worried that I pushed Suzanne to play the cello because it was an instrument I always wished I'd learned. But Suzanne took to the cello as if she was born to it. And I had long ago chosen another path in life and made music my hobby. So I don't feel sad when I play the easy notes, but I do feel as if something has shifted between my daughter and me. A good accompanist follows the lead of the soloist. But this is complicated when the soloist is your child, your oldest child, and eager to please. You have to give me the nod when you're ready to play. You're in charge now, I say over and over to Suzanne when we practice together. These are not the kind of words she usually hears from me, so her nods are timid. She tries to play at my tempo. It takes days before she'll admit I'm slowing her down. I'm trying to follow her lead while she's trying to follow mine. Still, by dint of hard work and much giggling, we begin to harmonize. We play each piece through slowly, many times, then faster and faster until we are up to speed. After we master the basics, we add dynamics and turn the notes into real music. The more we practice together, the bolder Suzanne becomes, nodding decisively to begin and setting her own tempo. At times, we play so harmoniously that I think all accompanists should be the mothers of their partners. So intimately do they know their soloists. So willing are they to cover their flaws, to make them shine. Practice sessions are good for me, too. They are like musical appetizers, begging for a full course meal to follow. So after Suzanne and I are done for the evening, I pull out my old Bach Preludes and Fugues and bang out pieces I'd rippled through years ago. I don't play as well as I used to, but I enjoy it more. As the weeks wear on, I begin to dream again. This time, I'm not playing a concerto with a famous orchestra, but leading a family quartet. I play piano while my daughters play beside me, Suzanne on cello, Claire on bass, Celia on violin. I think to myself, this must be the way it feels to pass the baton, as if individual dreams of greatness are suddenly too small to hold all that you want to accomplish. As the day of the performance arrives, all my dreams have congealed into a knot in my stomach and a silent plea that I not make a mistake. My part is easy, but it's been 20 years since I've played outside our living room. Suzanne, however, sits calmly in front of the judge. When I look at her, I see not just the long-legged girl, But the baby who sang before she could talk, who split the back of the high chair from rocking so hard in it. She had the music in her even then. Now she has a way to let it out. As Suzanne lifts her bow to play, she catches my eye, and her face clouds just a moment with the seriousness of what she is about to do. But then she grins broadly and places her bow over the strings. At this point, she knows what I know, that we are not just mother and daughter anymore. We are two eager players who look at each other, nod quickly, and begin.
Ann Cassidy and her daughter Suzanne have been playing music together since Suzanne took up the cello 3 years ago. They live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Made any family connections through music lately? Your comments are always welcome. Call us anytime, 202-842-3522. Our email address is pt@npr.org. The concert recordings we heard this hour came from ACA Digital and Horton Systems Company and Danish Radio via the European Broadcasting Union.
Performance Today is supported by NPR member stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, seeking to improve people's lives by nurturing the arts, protecting the environment, seeking cures for diseases, and helping protect children from neglect and abuse. The Wallace Reader's Digest Funds, seeking to enrich community life through support of education, the arts, and culture. And the National Endowment for the Arts.
I'm Fred Child. This is NPR's Performance Today. How did the makers of the Bugs Bunny cartoon Rhapsody Rabbit find a musical theme? Well, they rated Hungarian rhapsodies by Franz Liszt. Coming up next on Performance Today, Ted Libby recommends recordings of the Hungarian rhapsodies for your basic record library. Also ahead, Hungarian music the Hungarian way, with gypsy flair and a dash of cymbalum. Stay with us. Emigre pianist Valentina Lisitsa had to reacquaint herself with Russian musicians to play this Prokofiev. On Friday's Performance Today, we'll hear the results. And a most unusual bolero from Berlin. I'm Fred Child. I hope you can join me for the Friday edition of NPR's Performance Today.